If it ain't about Manny, it ain't for Duke's wrong.
Heavenly Father, bow my head to you, Lord. Forgive me for my sin. Those sins and not sins.
Every night, every day, yeah, I drop down to my knees and pray, asking for peace to come easily. Lord, watch my back for them demon slaves, hey. I know they smile in my face, but dealing with them for a long time. Play it so hearted with a strong mind, staying down and standing on my ten toes. Every night, every day, yeah, I drop down to my knees and pray, asking for peace to come easily. Lord, watch my back for them demon slaves, hey. I know they smile on my face, been dealing with them for a long time. Playing some party with a strong mind, staying down and standing on my ten toes. It wasn't nothing to forgive, try as I made, oh I couldn't forget. All of them losses, they made me legit, took them on the chin, I never did quit. Hey, ain't nobody owe me nothing, I owed it to myself to stand up for something. It's more to this shirt and drug peddling and smuggling, but that's on my kids, I won't never stop peddling. From 9 to 5, I'm down for 8 to 6, give me the overtime and the graveyard shift. Don't want no hard shit, y'all keep that saw too, I'm on this ball shit, I'ma keep making these boss moves. I know they speak on my name, get in my face and have nothing to say. Really don't tell me now, what can you say? I'm on my 10, don't you owe. Every night, every day, yeah, I drop down to my knees and pray, asking for peace to come easily. Lord, watch my back for them demon plays, hey. I know they smile on my face, been dealing with them for a long time. Play a soul party with a strong mind, staying down and standing on my ten toes. Ten toes on my ten toes. On my ten toes. Sure as the sunrise, I'ma jump straight up out of the bed and get fly. Fresh as a jet, I belong in the sky. I'ma shine every day like it started with night. Righty be wrong if my kids didn't know, so when they wake up, yeah, they already know. You're fresher than that, doing that's on my soul. We on them ten toes. It ain't always been that way. As I can recall, I had nowhere to stay. Stepping the park on that slide, my cousin beside me walk, cause I ain't had no ride, considering suicide. Flash forward, now I'm thinking about suicide doors. Stepping that booth, they know the record. We on them ten toes. Every night, every day, yeah, drop down to my knees and pray, asking for peace to come easily. Lord, watch my back for them demons plays, hey. I know they smile on my face, been dealing with them for a long time. Playing so party with a strong mind, staying down and standing on my ten toes.
It's the Mr. Baby King 1033 South C. That's me, you did. And you're now rocking with the Jerktastic in the morning show right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio. And we broadcasting what awesome Al radio show, man. Big shout out to Montgomery, Alabama. Catch us Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you want to call in during the show, 319-527-6057. That's Jerktastic in the morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with awesome Al radio. Now let's get your morning jerking, baby.
With my drink at?
Like this shit up, G-Mac.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time, but I'm back now. Still carry the burden of booger death, so I don't smile. Just talk to my best friend, mama. She told me she's sick now. Years inside the pen really had me stressed out. Every time that I think about mama, I feel like I let her down. I gotta pick her up, I gotta make her proud. But it's so hard cause the streets keep calling. I'm doing everything I know to stay focused. Tell my little boy that his dad in life was sucker free. Concrete and another murder there'll never be. Tell my little boy that I'm the last of a dying breed. If he gon' thug it, but do it better than me. Go get that money
like you gotta go. Pay
to the booby, yeah. Hey, from the bottom. Chain, yeah. From the bottom, yeah. Hey, now I'm headed to the top. I'm back again to the booby, yeah. Oh, no.
I told myself, be patient, we about to change the game. It's been a minute since prison, I overcame the chains. My partner did some fine shit, but I won't say his name. Just know I got that back in blood, I put that on the game. Now everybody wanna talk about Mac. Came from a long line of pushing that pack. Started with my n***a till they tried to get me whack. Caught a couple charges, I had to fight back. Nowadays, really wanna be rap. And I don't really get it, can't comprehend that. From the pen to the booth, I ain't never going back. From the pen to the booth, I ain't never going back. Murder your home, so homie, stay strong. And we gon' win, I promise you that. Remember back then, we were just kids, stuck in the pen, writing these raps. Now we in sweet, hit the stew where we with Big Bro, I see E for the year 2-3, S-U-V, Big L-B, M-O-D,
so much drama, so much drama, yeah. I'm just trying to take care of my mama,
Miss Mary,
and that's real, say I went from the pen to the booth.
Welcome to the Jerktastic in the Morning Show. Y'all already know what it is. It's the Mr. Baby King, 1033 South C. That's me, you do. Big shout out, Awesome Owl Radio Show, man. I hope you woke up Jerktastic this morning, because we're going to get it in. We got some information, some morning motivation, and some morning entertainment for you, man. So appreciate you tuning in and rocking with us. We definitely got some of them vibes to get you in that energy that you want to be in. And remember, that morning vibe, when you wake up Jerktastic, that vibe right there is going to always be your main vibe. So no matter what you go through throughout the day, you can always come back to your center. And your center is going to be your Jerktastic vibe. So even though somebody might frustrate you, somebody might make you mad, or somebody might get you upset, come back to your center, handle it, deal with it, come back to your center, and that's that Jerktastic vibe, and that's going to take over all your day. Gotta say big shout out to Schooler from Branch Off Records, man. If you don't know, you're getting ready to know. We got him on the line. We got to talk and talk about this blue check situation that's going on. So we're going to get him on the line right now this morning. Y'all go hear from him. Schooler, what's going on, fam? Welcome to the show. Sir, yes, sir, man. Schooler, go ahead, man, and you let him know where you're calling in from, man, and just give him a little background on you, man, because I want to get your take on this blue check situation.
Yeah, man, y'all already know it. Schooler, Branch Off Records in the building, Cedar Grove, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we out here doing the thing. On the blue check situation, I think a lot of people are making a big deal out of it because, you know, the people that's being verified before all this came along, I mean, you know, they, you know, getting their props. I mean, they work hard for it. You know, they got their blue check. You know, they doing their thing. They got verified for whatever reason it was. I don't see nothing wrong with it, man. I think it put people on, you know, a better playing field for, you know, businesses and artists, you know, notice more. You know, I don't really see what the big deal is, but I do understand it, you know, why people got an issue with it.
Yeah, I see a comment, man, where somebody that was talking about it, another social media influencer was talking about it, and a person had said that, you know, it puts people who say don't have as much awareness, maybe their numbers ain't as high, and followers count is not as high. It puts them now, if they pay the monthly, it puts them in a position now where they got the same verification as those who had to gain more followers and stuff to their page. What do you think about that? Well, you know what I mean? By paying that, it ain't got nothing to do. As long as you meet those minimum requirements and you pay that monthly fee, you got that blue check, versus those who, you know, say had to build up and get to that amount of followers and stuff to be able to get there.
I think it's good. I mean, I guess, you know, the celebrities and everybody that's verified don't want to be in the same category as regular people. And I understand that, but right. For small, say, I'm just go ahead and put that there, you know, check, follow Branch Off Records on Instagram. We got the verified blue check. And, but, you know, I had applied for it. You know what I mean? I never got denied. You know what I mean? So I had already qualified for it when it came along. So, of course, right. I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? Because as an entertainment label, it benefits me. You know what I mean? And once, you know, say, just for an example, say, since I got the blue check, man, I got people following me with millions of followers now. You know what I mean? Now they following me. Graduate of Spectacular Academy, you know, shout out to Spectacular Smith, and you know, people, you know, they respond to your messages now. You get, you know, it opens up a door where you can do business with bigger brands. You can do business with people that you've been wanting to do business with because you got that verified. And you know, you think about what verified means. Verified means that you are who you are. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's one thing. And then another thing is, you know, people that know the game, that know the entertainment game, and know, you know, what this really is, you know, you could have been verified, you know, anybody could have got verified, you know, as long as they knew the right people to go through the right channel to get it done. You know what right. I'm saying? So they looking at it like, you know, oh, y'all just letting, you know, all these broke people or people that ain't that important get these blue checks. But they that's something that's been going on. Is, you know, I mean, I know people right now with 5 verified pages. You know what I'm saying? Only because they know how to work.
I've been doing it too. Right. It's been going on. You're so right.
Yeah. So it's just I feel like it's an opportunity. And you got to think, a lot of people that got in blue checks now, you know what I'm saying? They might not stay there that long. Because if you don't pay that little bit of couple of dollars, you know, it's going to be gone. And people say, well, it's only, you know, $13, $14, $15. But think about it. A lot of people living where you don't have that money to spend on that, you know what I mean, if it's not something that you push it towards, you know what I mean, every month. You know what I mean? Because them couple of dollars will add up. So I think for the people that got it, that's into it, that's investing into their brand, I think it's good for them. I don't see no problem with it. I don't see why, you know what I mean, people's like, oh, that's, you know, that's messed up, and you know, they watering it down and they doing this. Nah, for one, Meta's trying to make more money, for one, that's what businesses do, and for two, it gives, you know, certain brands and certain artists and certain people an opportunity to be noticed more, and the algorithm will work a little bit better for them. So, I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, you know, my following has went up a lot since then. You know what I mean? Because I am who I am. My brand is what it is, and I work hard, and I, you know what I mean, I invest a lot into my company. So, whoever don't like it, you know, they just got to deal with it. You know what I mean? They have to call Mark now, I guess.
And I understand, you know what I mean? And I feel a lot of what you're saying, too, because I believe I'm eligible for it. I just ain't, you know, me enough people that pay, you know, set it up and nothing like that. But I had seen where it was a great comment, too, was like, if you're a content creator, you know what I mean, that it'd be a good business move for you to get that blue check, even if you just is paying, the, like you said, $13 to $15 a month for the check. I seen where, you know what I mean, the first comment and said that if you were content creating, you posted content and that's your, you know, that's your lane that you did, and it'd be a good thing for you to have that check too. And it goes right along with what you were saying about, you know, the followers and different things. because break it down, verify that you are who you are.
What?
So I'm like you. I don't really see an issue with it at all. I understand both sides. I understand those that say, well, man, you know, we had to pay this much, or, man, we had to get this much, many followers up, or we had to do this, had to do this. And then I understand the other side, like, hey, I ain't really got that many followers, but I got good product, or I do good business, or you know what I mean, or I'm coming up. I'm going to pay this little money so that these people know that I am who I am going into the game. So I can understand both sides. I'm like, man, hey, if it works for you, make it work for you. I kind of do agree with that comment when they say, you know, you're a content creator, because nowadays there's a lot of people out there that are scamming and a lot of people that's doing bad business. And if that blue check verifies you to who you really, that is a good way for a lot of people to stop getting scammed, stop falling for the okey-dokes, and actually connect with people who try to do good business. Now the only thing I worry about, man, is I hope none of them AI accounts that they got on social media now, when they get blue check marked, when them AI
they
accounts
are.
Get blue check marked, that's going to be a whole crazy conversation.
Yeah, things and knowing a lot of things about, you know, social media, you know, these marketing companies and all this stuff. You know what I mean? There are so many things that you can do to boost, you know what I mean, to get your Instagram, make it look like a gold mine. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. That's easy. But it takes money. It takes, you know, investing, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So for those people that got, you know, that's doing it like that for that, I mean, why, you know, they spending their money. They, you know, they got a brand that they feel passionate about. I mean, letting people live. You know what I mean? And they might, like right now, there are so many, just for example, I seen somebody that I know met, you know, through my industry run and so on and so forth, and was like, you know, they had been verified for, you know, a few years, and it was like, because you can actually click on it and they've been verified. So, you know, they screenshotting their stuff now where they're like, you know, we've been verified since blah, 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 blah. But this same person, we've had meetings together. Like, we have been set in the same circle of how they building their career. You know what I'm saying? So, you got this question like that. Okay, so you were just able to get verified, but we still basically in the same camp. You know what I mean? So how could a person say, you know, well, yours ain't legit and mine is legit? How? You know what I'm saying? You don't know what my bank account like. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I got going on with my company. You know what I mean? Everybody that cross paths with me know we do what we do. You know what I mean? And then on the other hand, there is people that ain't doing nothing, that just want to, yeah, I'm going to just pay this couple dollars here because I'm, you know, I want to flex, you know what I mean, or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? It's just, and I can only speak on myself and my company. I feel like it's an opportunity for us because that's something we've been working towards. You know what I mean? And we could have been had it, but the route that we could have went and got it, that's just, you know, it was a lot of other stuff going on, and we just didn't go that route. You know what I mean? But seeing that, okay, it's beneficial because now it opens up the door where people will respond to your messages. I got a list of, you know, by being in the Spectacular Family that, you know, I got a list of influencers I can do influencer marketing with. You know what I mean? There's so many tricks of Instagram doing marketing and stuff that people don't realize, people don't know. You know what I mean? I understand that. I'm not going to expose the game. You know what I mean? I thought about that before we got on here. I was like, should I go ahead and break it down? But I ain't going to do it because, you know, I paid a lot of money to find out what I know about how to get certain stuff done on there. You know what I mean? And people go through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
got to
pay for that knowledge and pay for that information.
Try to, you know, try to do the best content. Try to push your brand as far as you can push it, because with your brand and my brand, I mean, any little thing that we can find that we feel like is beneficial to our brand, we're gonna check it out, and if we feel like it's something that fits what we're doing, you know, let's do it. You know what I mean? Because another thing is people think this entertainment game is about, oh, I'm the realist or I'm real and all this. Then it's not about. You can be fake. I mean, 80-90% of the people in the entertainment industry is not who they are. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So that's not what it is. You know what I mean? This is about, you know, putting certain things in place to make it look how you want it to look. And, you know, that's how it go. You look at Glow Real. Or any artist.
I said a lot of people overlook that as business, too. And like you said, with that verified, with that verification, that's verifying that you who you is, that might help a lot of people get more business.
Exactly, man. And, you know, there's it's so many, you know, a lot of people started following us, you know, hopefully that leads into sales. You know what I mean? And that's another thing. I'm just put this into context, just to put this as perspective for people, for everybody that's listening. Okay, so Ryan Garcia, I'm just put it out there now. Ryan Garcia has 30 million Instagram followers, right? Javonte Davis might have 8 million Instagram followers, but Ryan Garcia has never sold out a stadium anywhere. Once you build your social media presence, your Instagram presence, you know, does that turn into sales? You know, does that turn into building new relationships with people? Or is it just something to look at, for people to look at? You know what I mean? So in my case, I'm looking at it as this is an opportunity for me to get out there to more people to generate more income. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, you know, people do it for it to look good, but, you know, to each his own. You know what I mean? It's an opportunity for people to take advantage of it or don't take advantage of it, or you know, like it or don't like it, you know, whatever, you know, man, to whoever, however they feel about it, but, you know.
Straight up. And I agree with you, man. I feel like that's where it is. If you feel like, hey, you want to buy the trademark for whatever reason you want to, that's your money, you're paying it, hey, whatever. You know what I mean? That's what you do. That's what you do. More power to you. You feel like you don't want to? Don't want to. You can even try it out. You know, I know a lot of people be like, well, man, you can wait around and whoever got the blue check and then if they ain't got it no more, that mean they couldn't pay the bill. It's $15, you know what I mean? So that really ain't that much. So I know that ain't the case. But like you said, some people might be just trying it out to see, okay, let me see. I'm going to put this on here, man, and I'm going to see how it works for me and see what I can be able to do. Like, if it's beneficial for me, I'm going to rock with it. If it's not beneficial for me, then I'm going to move on and, you know, do something else or go a different route. So I do understand that as well. But, you know, I know we in a judgmental society right now, man, where people look at you like, hey, he ain't got that check no more. He ain't got that check, my man. She ain't got that check. She can't afford it. Might just didn't work at that time for him.
Look, and then, you know, you think about it like this. I mean, look at all the, say all, because, you know, there's new artists, new people, new celebrities popping up every day. So if you just getting verified from the time they put this on, so, you know, until something changes or forever, you know what I mean? So how you going to discredit them people? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you going to discredit the new stars that's just getting, the other people that's just getting verified? So, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. It's just something for people.
I agree with you on that, too, because I looked at it from that angle as well, and also, too, man, it's a lot of people who are good at what they do all around the world. Very good at what they do. Great at what they do. Amazing jobs, man. And by them getting that verification, you can look at it like this in a sense as well, too. Just because they're not the major people, they might be the smaller ones or the underdogs or something like this. This gives them an opportunity to kind of have a level playing field so that they can do business to where that next sale or that next connection might be able to, you know, boost them up a little bit. So looking at it from that sense, man, it's a lot of people out there that you would consider, you know, your small business owners, your entrepreneurs, and these type of things. So with that check, it's like, okay, now at least I'm in the swimming pool. You know what I mean? At least I'm in the swimming pool, and that's what it looks like. No matter if that's really what it is, you know, and all of that. But for those type of people really about their business and they're really trying to push and build their careers or build what they're building, on that level, they're not the major companies or the major brands. I feel like this would be able to get them those, you know, put them on kind of more of a level playing field.
So for money, you know, stay independent, right? That's what everybody's preaching now. You know, independence is the way to go, right? That's what everybody is, right? So my whole thing is this is no different. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to wait on the, you know, the big, if you're not going to wait on the big names or whoever decides who get blue checked or not, if you don't want to wait on them to verify you, then you can take matters into your own hands. It goes hand in hand. You know what I mean? If I'm going to sell a million records on my own, I'm going to do that on my own. If I'm going to get verified, I'm going to get verified on my own. You know what I mean? So, what you know, what's the deal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's really no difference. You know what I mean? You're just taking your career and taking your brand into your own hands and doing what you want to do with it. Because there's a lot of people with thousands of followers that's not verified, you know. Maybe they don't want to be verified. Maybe they never even applied for it. You know what I mean? Maybe it's something that, you know, their business is working for them where they don't need it. You know what I mean? And that's another thing is, you know, maybe if you don't need it, then why mess with it? You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, if you cook and I'm hungry and I come over there, I'm eat. You know what I'm saying? But if you cook and I come over there and I'm not hungry, then I might not eat. It's just whoever feel like it's beneficial to them and whoever don't feel like it's beneficial to them. You know what I mean? I feel like, to me personally, it was an opportunity for me, something that we've been working towards. And, you know, so we got it. And, you know, our following went up, you know, and then, so I got a list of probably 20 Instagram celebrity influencers that I can hit them up in their inbox and holler at them about several different things, doing influencer marketing and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So now it's like if I would have messaged them before, they might respond. Some of them have responded. Some of them haven't responded. You know what I mean? But now if I reach out to them, then I got a better chance of them reaching back out to me.
For that verification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I said I believe, you know, it all depends on how you looking at it and what is the reason why you want the blue check. You know what I mean? If you want the blue check, like you said earlier, to like the flex, hey, do your thing. You get the flex. If you want that blue check to actually, you know what I mean, work for you, or at least, you know what I mean, be able to put you in positions to where you can, because you still got to put in the work, at least be able to put you in positions to where you get a reply back, you get an inbox back, you get a message back. So then you're able to learn something from that person or build that connect or handle that work, handle that business. I like you. Whatever your reason for it, that's your reason for it. And if you get it, we're working to your reason, accomplish what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, when I try to talk about situation, you know what I mean, because I just got mine a couple of weeks ago. So, by being the Spectacular Academy, there's a
But I like your viewpoint on it as well, because you say, like, you know what I mean, it's something we've been working to and been working after. So you made up a good point doing it on your own. A lot of people stay independent. So if that's what you're under, that's the energy you're under, why would you trip that now you can do it independently? You ain't got to wait, like you said. So I agree with you on everything, but I just want to say that before you go on for a moment.
Yeah, definitely, man. So like even, you know, there's certain critics of the industry that I know through my, you know, time of going through certain things. And so there was a guy that he's in a telegram group of one of my spectacular groups, and I had reached out to him, you know, about something. And it was actually two of them. It was two of them that do these giveaways on Instagram. And I had reached out to them, and they, you know, they verified, being verified or whatever, got me, you know, they millionaires, you know what I mean? Because I got them from a reliable thing, you know what I mean, that I rock with, and they responded right back to me. One of them took maybe a couple of days, and, you know, he was like, well, I apologize for getting back with you or whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you, for one, you verified, and for two, you coming to me from where you say you coming to me from, which is you graduated from Spectacular Academy, and they know all about that. You know what I mean? So, okay, you know, so I'm now, okay, now I'm in the field. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm out here, I'm swimming with the big dogs now. You know what I'm saying? And not only do they not, you know, they take my word for it, for one, but for two, okay, he say he who he is. And that's how he found me. And that's, you know, now we have conversations. Yeah, I mean, it means something. You know, people say, oh, it ain't nothing. Blue checks don't mean nothing. It does. It absolutely does. You know what I mean? And whoever want to hate on that or, you know, don't appreciate the like whoever don't appreciate that and don't appreciate the investment that people are making into their brand and this and that, then that's just on them, because they invest in, the smaller people are investing just as much as they can into their brand as much as the big people are. You know what I mean? So let them be mad. You know what I mean? But the thing about this, okay. So just say okay. You gonna come at me sideways because I just got mine now, but we might end up on the same stage. You know what I mean? So you gonna exactly. You know, just trash these people that same energy, or do you, okay, now you see that it was, they opened up the door for people to walk through. That, you know, that's how I look at, you know what I mean? Like, even though, like, when people, when they talk about buying followers, now, there are several ways you can spend money with Instagram to, like, you don't necessarily have to buy followers. You know what I mean? There are certain things that you can do to get a lot of followers. But when I look at it, oh, people buying, you know, if they spend a bunch of money to get followers that ain't going to benefit them in the long run, then, you know, that's on them. They got money to throw away. But if they invest their money into getting followers that's real accounts and getting into these groups that got real engagement and people that's really out there doing their thing and they get involved, then, you know, it's opportunity, man. It's opportunity. And if anybody out there complaining about people getting opportunities, then, you know, I guess all their success just fell on their lap one day, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you, man, because, like you said, there's opportunity out there, man. And whatever your mind frame is that you're going to go get it, you know, some of these things do mean stuff to certain people. You can see on social media a lot of people talking about, like you said, oh, that don't mean nothing, that don't mean nothing. Hey, schooler, man, for Branch Off Records, make sure y'all go check them out. Check them out, branchoffrecords.com. Make sure you go get you something, man. Go handle some business. Just like you said, it's people that are up there at the top or that are in positions of power that it does mean something to. So if you just totally ignore that, then, you know what I mean? Not saying that, oh, because you totally ignore it, you blow your chance of meeting people. No, but it just gives you something else, a tool. You can say another tool with you, man, to help you on your journey, like another tool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pay for it, you're willing to pay for it, you invest it in your brand or your business, your name, whatever the case may be, you invest in that because, you know, it's a lot of other things that you pay that money to invest in yourself or invest in what you got going on. So that's just another thing like that. That's another investment. Hey, I'm paying this $13 to $15, whatever it may be. This right here giving me that verification check. You know what I mean? This is helping my business, helping my brand, helping my name, helping what I'm trying to do. Another investment.
Right.
lot of things on your road to greatness, on your road to try to be successful that you're going to invest your money in, whether it be classes, mentorship programs, learning certain things, you know what I mean, tools that you got to buy, you're still going to be investing. You take online classes, hey, you're going to be investing in that. You got to buy this book to read that, you're going to be investing in that. Studio time. You're going to be paying for studio time. You're going to be paying for beats. You're going to be paying photographers, paying video. So you always going to be doing something that's going to require you to invest in the thing like you said. Smart, doing it smart, and knowing why you're doing it to save you from wasting your money. But if you work it like you're supposed to, you know what I mean, if that's your mind frame, through the school of talk from personal experience, man, and that's what I love about what we do, because that's the best way we can tell you. And you can go out there and try for yourself, but we'll give you personal experience, man, and let you know if it did work for us or if it didn't work for us. This man right here got a lot going on, man. Amazing brother. Stand up, great father, great man, great businessman. Handles his business and go and get it. And like he said, and that sticks with him, man. It's something that had already been working to. It could have been and got it. But
yeah.
In his time frame, and for his Branch Off Records time frame, they said, like, okay, hey, man, you know what? This is our time to do this. That right there is what it means to me. Wasn't about, okay, everybody doing this, everybody doing that. Nah, he said right there, hey, you know, it's something we've been working towards. I feel like, okay, time to do this. So staying to his plan, staying in his motion, staying to in the vision that they created. When the time was presented, jumped on the opportunity. What is wrong with that? I cannot see one thing.
Not one thing, man. I don't see it. You know, like even going there and was like, you know, if anybody can, you know, help me get verified before, you know, this come into play, you know, let me know. But my whole thing is, she must don't know the right people. She just don't know the right people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's several people that could, you know, you could jump off the porch with, you know,
I
follow
that for it, man. I feel that for, like, I think right before I had left Wichita, and the group that I'm affiliated with, having a link for all of us to be able to do that. And I had seen that before, man. But, you know, I didn't even worry about it no more. I kept on pushing. Because, you know, pages get hacked, man. And on my Instagram page got hacked. So, you got to check it out there. Y'all got to check me on the Mr. Jerk Kings Point Blank. That's all you got to type in. You'll find me. So, you know, things like that happen. So, you got to rebuild your page. I've seen that with top influencers. Like you were saying, I've seen things like that happen with them top influencers, man, whose numbers are through the roof. Page get hacked or something like that. Maybe having that verification, but then they got to rebuild their page.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that world, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's...
Cause you can take off,
you know,
and then boom, get the blue check, or get it now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, however... I'm like, you laid it out perfectly. Get it if you go get it. Get it for the reasons you go get it and make it do what it do. Better make it work for you if that's what you're going to do. If you just wanted to flex it, hey, flex the hardest you can. But for those that want it to be beneficial, use your head and think outside the box and allow it to be a beneficial tool accredited next to your name brand of business that states you are exactly who you is, like when you pull out your driver's license or your ID. When you go to a bar and they say, hey, let me see your ID to make sure you're old enough to drink. And boom, you show them your ID. Just like that.
Yeah.
There's no difference. But a lot of people don't want people to really know who they is on social media, too.
Right. So, I mean, and there's certain things. I mean, there's certain things that you got to, you know, I think there's certain criteria that you got to meet to qualify for. You know what I mean? Maybe there is, maybe there's not.
You got to meet some requirements. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So my thing was with got my notification about it. I didn't, you know, because, you know, there's certain things. Like some people can monetize their pages. Some people can't. You know what I mean? Some people, and like on Facebook, some people can monetize and get stars. Some people can't. You know what I'm saying? So when I looked at it, I was like, okay, bam, the opportunity's right there in front of my face. Of course I'm going to go ahead and jump on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you got to think. I mean, I've been in several magazines, done several shows, done several, got, you know, relationships with several people in the industry. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cool. You know, finally it's coming through. And then, you know, the whole all this and all this came out. I was just like, you know what? None of that don't even affect me. You know what I mean? Because everybody in the industry we've ever done business with, all the blue checks across the board that we've done business with, we got relationships with them. You know what I mean? So it's not nobody, you know, the casual people that don't know, they might look at it like, oh, you know, they ain't whatever, you know what I mean? But everybody that we've ever done business with and like that, you know what I mean? They know, you know, they can, everybody can look at me right now and say, you deserve it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel now, like we deserve it. So I got it for our brand.
This is something that I found very interesting, too, that a lot of people, because, you know, a family schooler, like I said, I know what your mind is when it comes to business. You know what I mean, how you move, you go get it, you stay up on your knowledge, you stay up on your research, you even go get it, you'll get with other people that's knowledgeable and so forth, game. You know what I mean, and you also pass that on as well, so I know you be with it, but with a lot of people, like you was talking about, man, a lot of people, since they've been talking about this blue check, you know what I mean, I want to see when they make that ad, that in-stream ad service, number a little bit lower, because right now as it sits, for you to be able to qualify for the in-stream ad, you got to have a minimum of 5,000 followers, and in your engagement, it has to be a minimum of 60,000 minutes viewed on demand videos of live. The other requirement is you have shared 5 or more eligible videos or going live 5 or more times in the last 30 days. So if you don't got a minimum of 60,000 minutes viewed on demand videos alive, you ain't going to be able to get that. If you don't have at least 5,000 followers, you're not going to be able to get that.
Is that on Instagram?
For me, that's on for everybody on Facebook. That's for the Facebook.
I got you.
Monetization. You have brought up the monetization.
Yeah.
And like we were saying with the blue check and stuff, there's other things out there too. That you know is in the game out there, and that monetization, them in-stream ads, I know is a lot of times how a lot of people make money as well. And I feel like now when it comes to a time to where it don't matter how many followers you got, it don't matter how many minutes views you have, that you can be eligible depending on your content. If you go with the guidelines. You're a content creator, why don't you have the option to be able to have those in-demand, in-stream ads? If you're a content creator and you post some content on the platform, I feel like you should be able to have access to that. Now, your payout might not be as big as, say, somebody with 1 million followers, but at least you generate revenue because you are creating content.
Right. I feel you. Like, you know, Right. They, like, everybody always say, they are, like, the saying is, you know, hard work pays off. So, I mean, I feel like it's opportunity for people that's been working hard for years. I mean, we've been established for a long time, but, you know, since, like, 2017, we've been pushing this business, you know, thing for a minute.
Right.
So I feel like it's time for, like, across the board, we eligible for every kind of monetization, verification that you can think of. You know what I mean? So why would we take that? You know what I mean? Because it's going to change again.
It's going to change, yeah. And that's another thing, too. I know I ain't gonna hold you, man. I appreciate you for, you know, coming and speaking on this on the Jumptastic in the Morning Show. Been on the show many, many times, man. Y'all know. But you brought up a thing, too. The game and technology is still advancing. Systems and programs and what's the next hottest move or the next hottest trend is steady changing and steady evolving. Things is happening. We've seen what's going on with the whole Cash App and all of that. The news and everything circled around those type of platforms and those type of businesses. So you brought up a good point. Everything is changing and evolving. You might get to a point to where if you're not verified, then you might not have access to things that's going to help you get further.
Right. So what I think what they're going to end up, I think what they're going to have to do with, because a lot of the majority of the people that have those blue checks got money, and a lot of those people with those money, Instagram and Facebook depend on those accounts. Say like Pepsi, you know, right. Nissan, Chevrolet, like they depend on those. So it's going to be a simple fact, you know. And take Jay-Z, Moneybagg, just Yo Gotti, you can name them, but they're going to have to figure out how they're going to be able to separate those people from, you know, how they're going to go about that. I don't know. You know what I mean? Right now, the only thing you can really do is just go see when somebody was verified. But, you know, they're going to come up with something to satisfy the higher-ups. You know what I mean? And then, you know, that's just going to be something for
Right.
Yeah, so then it's going to be something for, you know, people like myself. If I'm not there by then, you know what I mean, then that's going to be something for us to work towards. You know what I mean? To get there, to be on that even playing field with the big dogs.
That's
why everybody gets an opportunity, man.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about them in-stream ads on them videos, because a lot of people go live in these types of things. You know what I mean? But they might not have the followers. Or the views, the minutes views, but make good content, you know, me going live. I know on other type platforms, it doesn't matter really what your, you know, you do got to meet certain criteria. I don't think a lot, you know, we got to put that out there. And a lot of these things out here in business, you got to meet a criteria. You don't really got to, you know, you can't really excel or elevate in anything that you do if you don't meet those criteria, right? If you don't meet the requirement, then you don't elevate. And you can work on a job forever, but if you don't never learn how to work on, you know, fix the machine, you never gonna get hard to fix the machine. You just get hard to come in and run the machine and make the product. So everything that you do, you're gonna have to, you know what I mean, understand what it's gonna take and how to utilize that as well.
And then, you know, you gotta keep up with the times. That's what any brand, any all music, radio shows, clothes, cars, anything. I mean, you're gonna have to keep up with the times because it's gonna change. You know what I mean? And you know, if you don't change, you're just gonna be stuck, you know, you're gonna be stuck in the past. You know what I mean? You can't stay stuck in the past. You gotta, you know, keep looking forward. Grab anything that's beneficial to you and run with it and make it yours.
There it is, man. There it is. Jerktastic in the morning right here, man. Also, our radio show, man. We got school of all. Come on, man. Before you get out of here, I got to ask you, man. Something in the morning, man. We talk a lot about doing different things in the morning to be able to keep our energy so we even face certain things, but we keep on pushing. What's some of the things that you can pass on to the listeners out there, man, that can help them in the morning, you know, when, because a lot of us face some of the most hardest obstacles in the morning time. What's something that you can learn or something that's passed on to you to work that can help them keep their center energy coming back and keep overcoming throughout the day?
Man, just one big thing to me is and y'all can check out the School of Schooler page on Facebook. I always put up these like inspirational quotes in the morning time for all my people. And one thing is, you know, don't let don't let the outside noise affect you. You know what I mean? It's just noise. That's all it is.
That's real. That's real. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that, man. I agree with you on that. Now go ahead, man. Let us know again where they can go check you out, man. For Schooler also, he does a lot of things. Like you said, he just did an interview as well. Go ahead and give them that information so they can go check that out.
Yeah, you can check me out on the Schooler Hound Show on YouTube. I will be in Augusta, Georgia this weekend. I won the OG Grind Award because everybody knows how I get down. to IB and Augusta, the master.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to Augusta to show up and show out. And follow us on Instagram at Schooler Schooler and at Branch Off Records. And go to branchoffrecords.com. You know what I mean? Go get your hotels, rental cars, whatever you need, man. Our affiliates is the best affiliates around. It's on deck. We got top billers on deck. So shop with us, show us some love. And hey, we got that blue check, so we are who we say we are. You know what I mean?
Straight like that. Straight like that. BranchOffRuckers.com. Schooler Schooler, man. Make sure y'all go check him out. Make sure y'all go rock with him, man. You're going to definitely see something on the website that you going to be interested in. And go ahead and holler at him, do some business, and you'll see for yourself. Your brother was good business, man. Good team, good brand. Exactly who they say they are. Exactly who they say they are. Femo, what do you see the music industry right now in 2023? And then, where do you see boxing at right now in 2023? And then I'm going to let you ride.
Okay. The music industry is in great hands. They got to stop this killing. I mean, they got to stop this killing. I mean, some of the cities that we move around in, that we got names in, that we build relationships in, it's hard to move because two of our main spots is Texas and Atlanta. So with that whole thing going on, it's hard to move, you know. We got some big things coming up here soon, you know, and it's a decision that we got to make, you know. Do we move, you know, do we hit the Texas route and Louisiana route, or do we hit the Atlanta route? You know what I mean? So, and we don't want to get caught up in none of that craziness. So just, as far as the music itself, I mean, these young artists that's coming out, I mean, they making good music. Good music. They just got to, a lot of them just got to really learn how to separate the street from entertainment. And that's, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I worry about as in Atlanta money like that. You know what I mean? There's people in Atlanta, they book is probably because they can't go get that Texas money. So that's just a big thing that's going on. And whenever you move around and different people, man, you be careful and make sure you know somebody that knows somebody that, you know, because safety is first, especially when you know, doing this.
Yes.
And boxing, it's about to be interesting. It's about to be real interesting.
Come on with it.
Us boxing fans that's been waiting for this, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
135 gonna be interesting because just my opinion, I think Tank gonna go ahead and take care of Ryan. I think Devin gonna take care of Lomachenko. And then, you know, people are going to be talking about the Tank and Devin fight. But Bob Arum is not about to let Devin walk out the door with them belts. You don't know boxing. You don't know business. You know what I mean? So he's going to have to fight
Score.
Yeah, he's not going to let that ride because at the end of the day, as you know, anybody that watch it, then, you know, Tank don't need belts. He sells out every single place he go, he sell out. You know what I mean? Devin can't sell nothing out.
He sells it through the roof.
Exactly. You know, Shakur ain't to that point yet where he can sell stuff out, but he did do good. I think he had right at 12,000-13,000 fans in the building this weekend. So Shakur is getting there. And Shakur realized
to him on his win as well too.
Mm-hmm. And he realized of what the people want to see to make himself a bigger attraction. And he showed it in the boxing ring. He great defensively, and that he can't do the jab and hold or this and hold and this and that hold. You got to go out there, you got to put on a show. So some people don't fight like that. And then with the people that nobody really wants to see, it's just bored. And then they always talking about Floyd, but Floyd, it's Floyd. People don't watch Floyd to see how he fight. People watch Floyd to see him lose. And he just ain't never lost. You know what I mean? So I think it's in a great position.
Right.
you're going to have, I don't know for a fact if the Spence and Crawford fight is going to get made. I think it's going to get made somehow or another.
That's what everybody waiting on.
Yeah, I think it's gonna happen. Sooner or later, I think it's gonna happen. But you know, you got to think, like, because I was watching a Bob Miriam interview yesterday, actually, and he was mine, but
yeah,
his whole
right.
thing was okay. We'll take smaller guaranteed money, and then get the rest of it on the back end if you feel that's the way it is. And you know, the fighters didn't want to do that, so. But, you know, and that's – Bud didn't want to do that because he had guaranteed money at Top Rank. But the cool part about the PBC is they give, you know, small guarantees and then they pick up a lot of money on the back end. So it's a lot of, you know, business and stuff going on. But I'm loving boxing right now. Boxing is definitely on top of the game. There's some good fights being made. Keyshawn Davis is a monster. And I'm going to be curious to see who he fights. You know what I mean? I would like to see him and Isak Cruz
yeah.
fight. Because Isak Cruz didn't want to fight Shakur. So.
Nah. Yeah, I think he's going to go Shakur. But what do you think about, you think AJ with his last fight?
He's done.
His last fight, man. You think he could win against a Wilder, a now Wilder?
AJ is done. The best thing that they can do for him right now is just put him in fight where he can make him some money until he retires. He don't stand a chance with Deontay Wilder. He do not stand a chance with Tyson Fury at all. And I don't think he got a chance with Alexander Usyk either. And then that young prospect that they got over there at Top Rank that fought last night, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I honestly wouldn't think that he – that would be a close fight, but I don't know if AJ could beat him either because that boy is a dog. AJ is just – he's not a dog, man. He's a good fighter. He had a great career, but he just don't got that dog. He don't got that killer instinct.
Yeah, I think he lost that killer instinct with him, man. And I'm like you. I agree exactly what you said, man. He definitely need to stay away from Wilder. He definitely need to stay away from Fury. Usyk, most definitely. And I'm even going to say the next two up under that, he need to stay away, man. The last fight I seen, I wasn't impressed with the performance. Big chance that I really could have put a win. You know, win's a win. But still, nah, I just didn't see the same fighter, man, that I was seeing. You know, AJ was one of my top fighters, and I just didn't see the same fighter in him, man, that I've seen in the beginning. And I know sometimes with boxing, when you take those type of losses and you take that type of punishment and humbleness, sometimes it's hard to come back up. So, man, I appreciate you, man. Big shout out to you, Samo, man. Always enjoy having you on. Always enjoy. You know, we go back years, man, and it ain't gonna stop. Congratulations, man, on your award, man. Congratulations on all your success. Make sure y'all go holler at BranchOffWorkers.com, man. Hey, like you said, they is who they say they is, and they've been that way. They got the blue check mark, man. He told y'all the reasons why they didn't have to, and I'm glad he shared that because there's a lot of people out there that might have a similar situation. And they reasons for doing it, man. So that was the whole point of me, you know, asking you this too, because a lot of people knocking it. I'm glad you brought a different perspective and a different outlook, man, to the Dirt Tactics in the Morning Show, Famo. Anything else you want to say? Because we're going to sauce them up and get their morning vibes going.
That's what's up, man. Y'all have an awesome week. Always try to make the next day better than the last day.
Right? Like that. We getting ready to get into it, man. Much love. We gonna get Schooler back on for a morning show, man. So y'all stay tuned for that as well. Again, Branch Off Records. And I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret, man. In my zone, in my area, I'm the only one with a Branch Off Records and Famo Nation hoodie. That way, man. That way, we gotta get it going.
Yo, what's tricky? You already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033 South Sea. That's me, you did. And you're now rocking with the Jerktastic in the morning. Morning Show right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, and we broadcasting what awesome Al Radio Show, man. Big shout out to Montgomery, Alabama. Catch us Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you want to call in during the show, 319-527-6057. That's Jerktastic in the Morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with awesome Al Radio. Now let's get your morning jerking, baby.
Time I need that shit, devil make another. One, two, here I go again, floating like Gilligan. Project Diva, skipper of this money, shipper, flipper. Honest dollar to a honest million. All that's baby mama looking main with her cheerian. Billy Cruz, double R's, I'm just in the backseat. Project used to run them streets just like a track meet. Crack me, pipe, then put it to your lips. You do that in my day, your whole life was over with. Thank God for his grace, had mercy on the kid. Got me living through, man, like I never did. Guns cocked, mask on, I ain't gotta go and wrap them blessings. God got my bank account and my pockets real stout. Yeah.
I started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to diss, daddy won't stop callin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to diss, daddy won't stop callin'. I started out broke,
nine ballin'. Yeah. I'm tryna make one point, that's a free throw. I ain't got time to be beefing, that's the ego. Play time, fight, know the fight, like Carlito. Dreams and live large, life with car with Boquito. Street so mean and the block so cold. Swear Kobe, head bow, broke with his soul. Running shots, wear jump, no face, live old. Got the pressures up for roll, got them chains, yeah. One of my best friends called me from the pen, said where the f*** you been? He replied, 23 and 1, and got him doing 10. His mama died, but they won't let him out, so he cut a dent. And his son, acting up in school, he put that on the fin. Lesson learned, man, these streets are vicious, that ain't no pretend. Every night, praying, pray to God, he hope he make amends. God, daddy, steady, proud of me, making a meal again. Was sitting inside of me and Project Bat, made him feel again. Woo!
I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to diss, daddy won't stop callin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to diss, daddy won't stop callin'. I started out broke.
Nine
ballin', holding the weight of the world, we made it through it all. The obstacles against us, we keep on trucking through like a pickup. Came from the block to a bend, trace it back to the end. Keep your heart, keep your head, we gon' make it. God made a way for us. There ain't no way in the world.
Great Conway, man, with that Project Pack. I started, man. Make sure y'all go check him out, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. And on this one right here, got to give it to you. Newer added to the rotation, Grace Conway featuring BMF Smooth. Y'all already know, man. Too official. This is that mother.
Man, look.
Every time I need that,
man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all stallin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep calling. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep calling. So my girl gotta go, cause the money, man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all.
money keep calling. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep coming. Oh, my girl gotta go, cause the money. My name is SMOOVE. In the game, I'm a triple OG. I'm rich, don't keep it low key. Feds know me, BMF be the mob. I got work like I just punched in at a job. Loyalty a must, lawyer paid us. Prosecution built the case, remember all you need is us. Free y'all, free big meats. They built sidewalkers, y'all, they street. Brooklyn where I'm from, but I'm known worldwide. And if you let it, don't let it outside around me. Man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all, ballin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money. Man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all, ballin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. T-H-I-C-A-T, go, go. Want a bird, that's a dodo. Had a problem with my posse, buddy, kept it on the low low. Don't want me to take it personal like Tony Dimanolo. I could teach you the art of war like a sensei at a dojo. Get acquitted when the witness recant, that's a no-show. Be okay to label, money trainer moving. Pool, Sammy, BMF, no need for improvement. Every angle that I take to get the money is congruent. Man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all niggas stallin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money. Man, we be hustling, ballin', y'all niggas stallin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. Girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'. So my girl gotta go, cause the money keep callin'.
Soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look, if you had bad and them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look, if I done bad and them people run over you. Look, I done seen bad and seen evil. Blood on my people. They said it don't run when I need you. I'm guessing they need you. They dying to meet you. They killing they self. Truly be threatening need you. Scary movie, see. About to call the reality set in. Really a weapon, I'm good in your section. Go on the floor, give me a blessing. With the mob, if you playing, you enter the scratch. No question. Respect everybody, I learned a few lessons. Them blessings. Completed my mission, I'm waiting on the next. Flex. Waiting on signal, I run in. Oh, look. Booked for a show, then I plan on the road. Cause I'm booked. Soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look. Give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look. I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look. If you act bad and them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen bad, I seen evil unfolded to. Look, if I done bad and them people run over you. Look,
give me my flowers, babe. Give me my flowers. Your lifetime and the hours that I work, yeah, it's been an imbalance, hey. You don't know my worth. Secret society send me medallions, hey. Blessed by why your ring castle, the vessel is in it, the challenge, hey. They would've quit with as long as it took. Forging the flames, yeah, I'm covered in soot. Did what I wanted, they did what they could. They should've known, run them over like soot. Give me my plaques, so they overdo. Under the hood, I'll run over you. As we all give me 90, no Roman numeral. It's 93, now it's blowing lumen. Trill, I don't think they know that I've known the cold since 08. For real, pull up in the lane and I snatch them off the throne like road rage.
I will. Oh wait, man, light and ice, I'ma let up shade. Still, yeah. I hope that I do not break for the glow shit.
Soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even what I'm folded to. Look, if you had better, them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even what I'm folded to. Look, if I done better, them people run over you. Look.
Clap your head. If you get in this bed, no running, girl, you heard what I said. If you get in this bed, yeah. Baby, I'm a peep. Baby, I'm a freak, freak. Heard you like it nasty. Well, I like to eat, eat. Heard that grip strong. Heard that thing juicy. Turn me on, this gon' be a movie. Baby, do you like slow jams with the lights dim? Kisses down your body, give me them thighs, I like them. Baby, let me know, can I take it slow? Make love to your body, connect to your soul. I know, you know, I'm gon' do your body right. Are you ready, cause it's going down. I'm about to fuck up your head. If you get in this bed, no running, girl, you heard what I said. If you get in this bed, I'm about to do it all to you. If you get in this bed, I hope you're free until the morning time. If you get in this bed, yeah, I'ma fuck up your head, yeah, yeah. When you get in this bed, yeah, I'ma give you super head, yeah, yeah. Gonna give you super head, yeah. Don't make you super thick, yeah, yeah. Don't you run from me, yeah. Or you prefer for this, yeah, yeah. Cause I've been waiting. Pull them pants down, then open up that kid cat. Look cute. Pull my dog down, then get it hard. Then put it all in you, my baby. Yeah, only for you, my baby. Yeah, I'm about to up your head. If you get in this bed, no running, girl, you heard what I said. If you get in this bed, I'm about to do it all to you. If you get in this bed, I hope you're free until the morning time. If you get in this bed, I'm about to fuck up your head. If you get in this bed, no running, girl, you heard what I said. If you get in this bed, I'm about to do it all to you. If you get in this bed, I hope you're free until the morning time. If you get in this bed. Baby, it's just me and you, chillin' doing what we do. No, I like it. And next to your body, I don't see no end in sight. Love knowing you are. Let me show you what we doing tonight. I hope you feeling like I'm feeling tonight. I just wanna kiss you from your head to your toe. I'm ready, baby, all you gotta say is go. We ain't worried about the kiss tonight. Ooh, your body's on mine. Ooh, we got so much time together. Ooh, I just wanna see your body move the way you do. And you know you sexy to me, baby, I'm loving the view. I can't keep my hands to myself, they stay all over you. And since I got you in the mood, baby, it's just me and you. Just doing what we do. Know I like it. And next to your body, I don't see no end in sight. Love knowing you all night. And baby, baby, and I drive you crazy.
Chat at YL Dallas and Night Train, the brand of the brand gang. Make sure y'all go check out on all major streaming platforms, Brand Gang The Return. Make sure you go check it out. Give them a listen. Share it. Salute it. A lot of great material. Also, man, big shout out to Maintain You Spot, located at 5663 East 41st Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can call them at 918-442-2922. Stop by the website, maintainyouspa.com, and ask them about your first time visit discount. That's Maintain You Spa, 5663. Make sure you go check them out. Holler at them and get them bumps and the cricks in your knees and your backs and the knots that you've been holding on to all this time. And ain't been able to bend over right. You ain't been able to walk right. Your body all out of line. You know, you're bumpy and angry in the morning. Why? Because your body out of line. You did. Stop by Maintain You Spot. Better put them hands on you and get you right. See you next time, man. Hey, check it out. Let's go. Yeah.
heart. I know that he will never part. He's been there through the good and bad. When I'm happy and when I'm sad. Hey. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, Lily of the valley, bright and morning star. He makes a way each and every day. Jesus, he fills me up. He overflows my cup. Can't nobody do me like he can. He's always there to hold my hand. He's my Lord, Father, and friend. My master, my savior, my superman.
I'll always be around. directors, and directors, and directors.
Certain things you say to me, it makes me think twice. Never lose those memories, I'm losing my mind. See, I might just lose it all, coming back to you. And I think this is my call, running back to you. And I thought it was my heart, telling me to stay. But it's really just your conscience telling the part you play. So change my mind, I don't wanna go down this road. This time, you can't deny these same scenarios. This kid was getting old. This time, can you change my mind? Can you change my mind? Can you change it? Can you? Can you change my mind? Can you change my mind? Can you change it? Can you? Can you change my mind? I'm not gonna run it back this time. This situation, your sexing is your persuasion. Your checklist that I'm making. See, I might just lose it all, coming back to you. And I think this is my call, running back to you. And I thought it was my heart telling me to stay. But it's really just your cards, you're dealing the part you play. You changed my mind, I don't wanna go down this road. This time, you can't deny these days scenarios. This game was getting old. This time, can you change my mind? Can you change my mind? Can you change it? Can you? Can you change my mind? Can you change my mind? Can you change it? Can you?
The Jerk Tastic in the Morning Show with the Mister. Right here on Family Nation Forever Radio. We rock it, man. Real strong with Awesome Al Radio, man. Big shout out, man. Salute to all our sponsors, our affiliates, and everybody that's been supporting, been sending that motivation, and been sending that inspiration. Remember, man, when you get up, man, you got to wake up Jerk Tastic. Wake up Jerk Tastic, man. If you don't know what Jerk Tastic is, a fantastic times like 1,000, you did times 100K. So that's what you want to be on, man, because today is going to always be the thing that's going to try to get you out of that, right? They ain't going to want you to have it all day long, man, so you got to keep that grounded. Also, too, man, haters. Everybody got haters. You got haters on your job. You got haters in your neighborhood. Your coworker might be your hater. Your next-door neighbor might be your hater. It don't matter. Keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing, keep fighting for what you believe in, and keep heading in that direction, and you'll get there.
Zoom, 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 skirt. Zoom, 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 skirt.
Texas just different. Hey. 90 on the interstate. Pull up to the club, 10 cars deep. Real life. Spending all this money that we finna make. Yeah, speakers so loud that we can't speak. Hey, hey, 90 on the interstate. With a bad can, she a freak. Spending all this money that we finna make. She said that she feel me like she feel the beat. In Tulsa, they saw me out at Reds. Throwing money over people's heads. Yeah. Really on their hands and knees.
They were.
But they ain't twerking, they just dove to get the bread. Look, you can have a bitch, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
DJ said my name, yeah, you know who I'm is. Yeah. Ice on my finger, about to drip to my wrist. We came in the back of list.
Yeah.
Hop up on the couch, you make it bounce.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the hotel and you put that in my mouth.
In my mouth?
In every city they gon' vouch, I'm with Hitman and Trilly in the club, look like a house. 380 and Nico have got me poppin' in H-Town. Showed up in a spaceship, you know that I'm spacebound. Skirt bang on the way, hit the stage, I'm in Passage Cabaret. And I'm faded and we lady, yo. 90 on the interstate, pull up to the club, 10 cars deep. Spending all this money that we finna make. Yeah, speakers so loud that we can't speak. Hey, hey, 90 on the interstate, with a bad chance she a freak. Spending all this money that we finna make. She said that she feel me like she feel the beat.
Check it.
Ooh, 90 down the interstate. Built an industry, I innovate.
50-50,
she snatched my soul, I regenerate.
Yeah, so,
that was a hell of a dinner date. Ooh, zoom, zoom, that's the fast life. Yeah, you ain't lived enough past life. Yeah, I could barely sleep last night. Yeah, but I've been shining like a flashlight. They cut the beat, then I'ma bust it up the top. Niggas top promoters and the cops. Yeah. A mess, I need a mop. Set it down and open up shop. 90 on the interstate. Pull up to the club, 10 cars deep. Spending all this money that we finna make. Yeah, speakers so loud that we can't speak. Hey, hey, 90 on the interstate. With a bad chance, she a freak. Spending all this money that we finna make. She said that she feel me like she feel the beat.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, hey. Yeah, hey.
Oh, she wanna link with Trill. Stepping, we lit it like weapons. From where you from, what you reppin'? Really won't play some flexing. We come with them drums out the effing. Your blue tile on my can't if it. I'm a shine on my right and my left hand. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. Stepping. We lit it like weapons. From where you from, what you reppin'? You really won't play some flexing. We come with them drums out the effing. Your blue tile on my can't if it. I'm a shine on my right and my left hand. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. Stepping.
Okay. Step in the ride, better come with it, we ready to slide. Stay turned off, you know we keep by. Pulling up on you and make it go by. We got the shell ringing like a tambourine. Got the chopper singing like a choir. You think it's a game, you ready to go lie. All the drive snitching, knowing that you buy. Feel us out with your bitch like you ready to slide. When you see a new, you tryna high five. On social media like you ready to ride. Nobody see you, you don't never pop by. This shit you posting, you ain't really your vibe. Yeah, yeah, you think it's a trial. Got the fish out of water trying to breathe like a trout. While all that flexing trying to get you some clout. Paramedic resting, getting your ass out. Mama crying full of stress if you bald. You think they'll kiss you and stretch your ass out. And leave your flag like the pillow on the couch. Sit your body but nobody to bow. The way you playing, I get you knocked out. Stepping, we lit it like weapons. From where you from, what you reppin'? You really won't play some flexing. We come with them drums out the effing. Your blue tile on my can't if it. I'm a shine on my right and my left hand. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. Stepping. We lit it like weapons. From where you from, what you reppin'? You really won't play some flexing. We come with them drums out the effing. Your blue tile on my can't if it. I'm a shine on my right and my left hand. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. You new, they just start to playin', acting like the man. My clan ain't more like a band. Put your f*** alone when I don't even want them. But if you play, you get y'all like a fan. I got a light to make it feel like a bliss. Diamond shining on my neck and my wrist. Pick and roll with that Draco and hit. Take a shot, don't think I'ma miss. You know that I got it, don't need no assist. Come with that place if you wanna get lit. I'm stacking up paper, I'm trying to get rid. But I throw up a stick and you ain't leaving it too. The internet be making me sick. Posting sh- just to play for a view. Everybody that be gassing them up until you get his ass stomp through a brick. The same one that be keeping sh** going. Be like, why you doing like this? What he get for that fake rapping and misrepresenting the clique that he with? I'm dripping my sweat, that's a tripping me. See me cooling, that don't mean I'm no sympathy. I'm trying to play, I ain't gon' show you no sympathy.
Pull it down, pull up in a renegade.
Stepping. We lit it like weapons. From where you from, what you reppin'? You really won't play some flexing. We come with them drums out the effing. Your blue tile on my can't if it. I'm a shine on my right and my left hand. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. Stepping. We lit it like weapons.
where you from, what you reppin'? You really want place to flex it. We come with them drums out the airfit. Your blue tile on my KF it. Have a shine on my right and my left it. I'm whipping it up like I'm chefing. Steppin'.
Okay. PBE.
Is that you, PBE?
Yeah.
Matt, what up?
I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up paper trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Running up back trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking the money. You be laughing, but don't be funny. Same trying to act like they own, but they ain't really getting no money. Hating on the next man trying to get a bag. I don't know why you be mad. Always sitting around gossiping about another man. Be going outside. Except because of up on his grind. Don't mean he ain't come from the rag. Acting like a ain't applying pressure because he ain't front you a pay. You a one the same talking down. How you feel you entitled to that? Need to work at a circuit. You a clown. You know how to put on an act. Just because of know you, that don't mean a owe you. Especially when you ain't never apply yourself off. None of he done showed you. Like another finna hold your hand. Like a grown kid wanna be the man. I'm taking off like Peter Pan. Made me pull up and flex with 50 grand. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and flex with a 50 ball. Stacking up paper trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and flex with a 50 ball. Running up back trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and flex with a 50 ball. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. You be hot, bringing the heat, trying to snake your partner out. I was worrying about the next man pocket. You trying to see what he got. Tell him been around another. You trying to set up a plot. Fuck yourself out of position. Then act like a that left you to rot. Can't stand the heat, stay up out the kitchen. And don't try to dip in the pot. I'm trying to show you how to go and eat. But you trying to say what he got. Acting like you the plug in the socket. But your whole connection is out. Living off a whole nother grind. How you call yourself X and a mic? Don't even much see the big picture. How the fuck you connecting the dots? Wanna come around apologizing. When they shit they can't make it with that. Got people believing the shit you done told them. When you were just capping for fame. When you know where everything you got was built off another name. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up paper trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Running up back trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. Boo, I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball.
Hey, what up, it's one of Mr. Thanksgiving, DJ Palmer. This is P. Gunner.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Joe Crack Fat, yo. Albany, stand up.
I'm a fact rapper, gotta be track master like Conan Pope. Fans confiscated my hard drive for holding jokes. Drug references in every quote. Growing up surrounded by fiends who love to throw they nose in coke. I christened the back seat of a phantom, that's a holy ghost. Chasing the bag, gave me some bold results. Cuban links, Jesus pieces and golden rope. Let the bombers eat your buckets and matching bubble coats. Was making crumbs, now I'm sacking bread by the loaf, holding toast. They want keys and couldn't hold a note. I'm in the hood with sheep, and I'm the only goat. Gotta watch out for the wolves dressed in designer clothes. I'm losing friends, they keep falling like dominoes. That kind of pressure is enough to make you overjoke. The streets cold, more violent than a horror show. Got a lot of actors that'll never see a golden glow. All I ever wanted was to be the greatest. Never knew that being great would make me hate it. Till it's fun, still envy, Joe.
That was crazy.
Be careful what you wish for, you might have painted.
Yeah, yeah.
Chasing money, never wanted to be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Surrounded by drugs, jewelry, and entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I get a win, it's always tainted. But I can't complain, cause this is what it came with. This Panamera got me feeling brolic. Joe Crack, hosting Wendy Williams, I'm a trending topic.
Was
in the projects, making projects off of illegal profits. Used to be the plugger, I'm installing sockets. Never thought this day would be acknowledged. I was chasing money, now they hand me paper like I teach in college. Surprised to be alive if I'm being honest. Now I get assistance with the bucks like I'm feeding Giannis.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue money in my purple brand jeans, getting out of pocket. Draw the wrong attention like some prima donnas. Foreign whips and frequent trips to Benihana's. Got their eyes on us like Fendi drip. They seeing commas. I'm from the bottom where they all Don Cannons. And every gangster who got a grill is prepared for the drama. Gotta be careful what you wish for, cause when God answers your prayers, Zella's phone's just gonna pray on it. All I ever wanted was to be the greatest. Never knew that being great would make me hate it. Zella's phone still envy, Joe.
That was crazy.
Be careful what you wish for, you might have painted.
Yeah, yeah.
Chasing money, never wanted to be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Surrounded by drugs, jewelry, and entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I get a win, it's always tainted. But I can't complain, cause this is what it came with.
Y'all heard that fire.
The Mr. Baby King 1033 South Sea, that's me, you did, and you're now rocking with the Jerktastic in the Morning, Morning Show, right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, and we broadcasting what awesome Al Radio Show, man. Big shouts out of Montgomery, Alabama. Catch us Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you want to call in during the show, 319-527-6057. That's Jerktastic in the Morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Awesome Al Radio. Now let's get your morning jerking, baby.
Perfect diva with a face like Aaliyah, a body like a goddess, and a booty like a stripper. Nobody fucking with her hands down. I'm gon' call, tell her that I need her. We can get drunk, smoke weed, let's meet up. Anything you want, girl, I'm just trying to please ya. I just wanna tease ya. Down low, make you get high. I know all of your spots, and I won't stop. Don't stop, so I don't stop. She like it rough, you're riding on top. Show me how your body moves. Do I need to take it slow? Try to let them know, so I can do it again. They gotta ask. Body on top of me, baby. I like how you fulfill my every fantasy.
Baby called me on both phones, Jonesin' in the bone. Need me to come on through and make that body brand new. I told her I'll pull up. I'm coming in the truck the way you touch on me. I had you stuck for weeks and I swear, can't nobody do that. Rubbing on my ears, just trying to get max. Legs in the air, all I hear is go pack. And she a dime, so she said lay back. I gave the word, she start running her laps. Front to back on pack, her body amazing. She dropped down deep, and then went crazy. Looked up at me, I seen a priceless painting. I swear, your vibe had me zoned in.
conversation go then. Smart and you go in. A1 at that. She always speaking facts. I'm Mr. Body Surgeon, so she hit me when it hurts.
She's the baddest that I ever seen. Straight out of magazine. And she knows, she knows, she knows. She's the party.